There is agreement and disagreement, or concord and discord between the covenant of works and the covenant of faith. They differ in scope, they differ in effect, they differ vastly in substance. Where they agree. So let's talk agreement, and then we'll say disagreement. They have the same author. God is the sole author of both of them. They have the same impulse. That is, both of them stem from divine grace. Benevolence is in the first one, and mercy is in the second one. Benevolence and mercy. They have the same covenant parties. Covenant parties in both God and man. They have the same broad structure. Both include a law. Both include a promise. Both include a restipulation of faith and obedience. We'll put structure. They have the same mutual form. Each is a covenant or a mutual compact. The same root of fulfillment. God's truth and man's internal principle by nature in Adam and by grace in the regenerate. And they have the same ultimate end, which is? Is what?
God's glory.
God's glory. But that's only in general. When you deal with specifics, there are lots of disagreement. The author's relationship. In the covenant of works, God is the benevolent creator. In the covenant of faith, God is the merciful redeemer. Does Jesus want us to remember both of those? How do we know?
Our Father.
Yes. Right? So even when we pray, our Father, which is Father of creation, Father of redemption. The ground of grace. In the covenant of works, grace is of goodwill toward the upright. In the covenant of faith, grace is of mercy towards the fallen. The covenanting parties, more specifically. In the covenant of works, it was
Adam.
In the covenant of faith, it is?
Jesus.
The second Adam. And sinners, which we would say, mystically considered. The nature of what is covenanted. What is covenanted? Under the law, works requires perfect obedience. Galatians 3:12. Perfect obedience. Got to fulfill it perfectly. Faith requires faith in Christ. Works? Faith. The promise in the covenant of works. Life on earth, justice's reward. The covenant of faith, eternal life in heaven by grace. In works, there's no room for sin or repentance. And in the covenant of faith, God grants forgiveness and repentance. So we could say the nature of the promise differs in that way. Man's role works. Obedience has to be perfect, continual, and perpetual. In the covenant of faith, Christ obeys for us, and our obedience is then sincere, not meritorious. Right? In works, there is boasting possible. Why?
Because I earned it.
I did it. Faith, boasting is excluded. Romans 3:27. The form of the revelation that God gave form of revelation in works, it's written on the heart, known by nature. Romans 2. In the covenant of faith, it's revealed by divine grace alone. Ephesians 3:5. How is it given in the covenant of works? Partially, bit by bit.
How is what given?
This revelation that God gave Adam. Was it given partially, bit by bit?
No, it's given the whole thing.
All at once. All at once in the covenant of works. And in the covenant of faith, how is it given?
Gradually.
Under the covenant of faith. In the covenant of works, who's the mediator?
God.
Who? God. Who?
Moses.
Who? In the covenant of works?
No, no.
No.
Sorry.
Nobody. There is no mediator. Right? No mediator. In the covenant of faith, entirely everything is set on the mediator. Properties. Properties and security. In the covenant of works, how is it breakable?
Anything you disobey or you don't fulfill, you don't do.
Six times?
Once.
One time. One time in the covenant of works. The covenant of faith, it is unbreakable and it is everlasting, and that is comforting to sinners. Romans 8:1. Why?
We can't lose it.
You can't lose it once you have it, which is unbreakable. Why is it unbreakable? We talked about it last time a little bit. We had said that because God is the way that he is, thus the work that Christ has done and what God has decreed through that is unbreakable. The effects. The effects. The effects in the covenant of works raised man as a servant under creation. In the covenant of faith, it makes man a son and co-heir with Christ. In the covenant of works, there is no preservance guaranteed. One sin. Faith, preservance is secured because of what Jesus did. No preservance in the covenant of works, secured in the covenant of faith. The end and glory of its form is that under the covenant of works, it glorifies God as creator. Under the covenant of faith, it glorifies God as redeemer and Christ as mediator. Creator, mediated. Works leads to earthly life. Faith leads to heavenly life by Christ's righteousness. So the covenants differ in their relationship in this particular way. They have some agreement. They have a lot of disagreement. And in dealing with that, one reveals justice, the other mercy and grace. Yes, the covenant of faith reveals just things as well. We'll get into some of those, but in their form. This is the way that we consider concord and discord. Results from the agreement and disagreement between the covenants. The covenant of works, true or false? The covenant of works is abolished for justification.
All men are still under the covenant of works.
All men are still under the covenant of works. The covenant of works is abolished for justification, true or false? So men can be justified through the covenant of works. So the covenant of works is abolished for justification, true or false?
If man could.
False.
But he can't.
So. But he can't.
Yeah, so.
Right? So the covenant of works is abolished for justification. It is impossible. No one can do it. Once the covenant of faith is established, the old way of life by works is canceled. We're now justified not by obedience in ourselves, but by Christ's perfect righteousness imputed to us through faith. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans 10:4. It is also abolished for condemnation as well. Believers are no longer under the curse of the broken covenant of works. They fled to Christ, the city of refuge, and are no longer condemned. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1. No one, true or false, tricky, no one is under both covenants at once.
True.
Yes. As soon as I got the answer, true, yes, true. No one's under both covenants at once. If you're under the covenant of works, you're under the covenant of works. If you're under the covenant of faith, you're under the covenant of faith. Things have changed. All men are first under the covenant of works by nature. And once a person believes, we don't know how that happens yet. We're just going to assume. Once a person believes, they're transferred fully to the covenant of faith. If by grace, then it is no more of works. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Romans 11:6. The covenant of faith far excels the covenant of works. Works from God as creator, required perfect, perpetual obedience without a mediator, mutable, and yet with a reward. Faith from God as redeemer centers on Christ's obedience, sure and everlasting, as a heavenly reward. And it magnifies grace, it magnifies mercy, and it magnifies Christ far above the first covenant ever revealed. And it's better, the covenant of faith is better. Does the Bible say that? That it's better than the old way? It's better than the old covenant? Yeah, a zillion places, right? It's better. Why is it better? Everybody thinks it's better than Moses' covenant. That's not what he's talking about. There are certain aspects of the Mosaic covenant that have certain points of the covenant of works strewn in. Though it's not a republication of the covenant of works, why is it not a republication of the covenant of works with Moses or with Noah or with David? Why is that not the case?
That is.
For everything we just talked about. One sin, you're out. How many times did Moses sin? So, it's better in every way, this covenant of faith, because under work, since the fall, there's curse. You get cursed. Under faith, you have salvation. Even Adam's innocent joy on earth can't compare with the spiritual, eternal joy promised in Christ. So, there is a greater debt of gratitude. In the covenant of works, God stooped to man as creator to the creature. In the covenant of faith, God stoops, condescends to man as sinner. He offers not just paradise, but heaven, not just one world, but two, that we would be doubly thankful. Next, we're going to consider what the covenant of faith is and how that's distinguished and divided as it begins understanding how God begins that covenant with Adam, Noah, Abraham, and so on.